Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim Amar by Ram Gold. All right, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Vav, the fourth parak, Echad Dinim Emonos. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, although the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph taught that generally the greatest judge of a beis din voices his opinion first, Rav reported that he spoke first when he sat on Rebbe's beis din. This was unique to Rebbe's basin, which always began from the least of the Dayanim because of Rebbe's great humility. The Gemara says, Yemos Moshe v'ad Rebbe, from the days of Moshe until Rebbe, Lomad Sinu Torah G'dul b'makom Echad, we do not find preeminence of Torah and authority over Klal Yisrael in one person. Only Moshe and Rebbe were the greatest in Torah and also the leaders of their respective generations. After deflecting several challenges, the Gemara concedes that there were others who were the greatest in both areas at once, such as Shaul after Shmuel's passing, but we're referring to those who were greatest Kulu Shnei, all of their years. Rav Adar Bar Ava said that similarly from the days of Rebbe until Rav Ashi, we do not find Torah U'Gedula in one person. Point number two, the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph taught that Din Nefashos begin from the side, the least of the Dayanim. Rav Acha Bar Papa explains that we darshan Losane al Riv, we do not respond to an argument, as Losane al Rav, do not respond to a master in disagreement. Therefore, we do not begin with the greatest Dayan, who might be inclined to convict, and the lesser Dayanim will not disagree with him. Rav Yonason quotes a pasuk implying that David offered his opinion last regarding executing Naval for being Morid B'Malchus. Rav said, Shona Adam Talmid of Adanimo Bedinin Nefashos, a person can teach his Talmud and judge with him for capital cases. This is challenged from a Bryce, which teaches that although regarding cases of Tuma and Tahara, which do not require a basin, the opinions of a father and son or Rebbe and Talmud are counted as two separate views when voting in a dispute, but for Dinim Amonas, Dinin Nefashos, and other functions of basin, Ein Monulhen El Echad, we count them only as one view. The Gemara answers that Rav's ruling applied to Talmudim like Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, to Ligmari the Rav Havitzriche, who still needed Rav's teaching, Usvari the Rav Havitzriche, but did not need Rav's reasoning and could make independent rulings. And point number three, the Mishnah Dav Lama Beis Amud Aleph stated, Hakol Ksher Ladun Dinim Amonos, all are eligible to judge monetary cases. The term Hakol means to include a mamzer. Another Mishnah says there are those who are eligible for Dinim Amonos and not Dinim Nefashos, and the Gemara explains that one Mishnah means to include a ger and explains the novelties of these two cases. The Mishnah continued, Ve'ena kol kshenu adun Dinim Nefashos, not all are eligible to judge capital cases, only those whose yichus allows their daughters to marry kohanim. Rav Yosef taught a braisa, Kashem she basin menukim betzedek, just as basin must be pure in righteousness, kach menukim mikomum, they must also be pure from any blemish in yichus. After the first suggested sources are challenged, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak concludes with a pasuk from Yisus' advice to Moshe to appoint judges, v'nasu itach, they shall bear with you the burden. The word itach teaches bedoim lachaheve, they should be similar to you without any imperfection of yichus. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Although the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph taught that generally the greatest Dayan of a Beis Din voices his opinion first, Rav reported that he spoke first when he sat on Rebbe's Beis Din. This was unique to Rebbe's Beis Din, which always began from the least of the Dayanim because of Rebbe's great humility. The Gemara says, Yemos Moshe v'ad Rebbe, from the days of Moshe until Rebbe, Lomad Sinu Torah G'dul b'makom Echad, we do not find preeminence of Torah and authority over Klal Yisrael in one person. Only Moshe and Rebbe were the greatest in Torah and also the leaders of their respective generations. After deflecting several challenges, the Gemara concedes that there were others who were the greatest in both areas at once, such as Shaul after Shmuel's passing, but we're referring to those who were greatest Kulu Shnei, all of their years. Rav Adar Bar Ava said that similarly from the days of Rebbe until Rav Ashi, we do not find Torah U'Gedula in one person. Point number two, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph taught that Din Nefashos begin from the side, the least of the Dayanim. Rav Acha Bar Papa explains that we darshan Losane al Riv, we do not respond to an argument, as Losane al Rav, do not respond to a master in disagreement. Therefore, we do not begin with the greatest Dayan, who might be inclined to convict, and the lesser Dayanim will not disagree with him. Rav Yonason quotes a pasuk implying that David offered his opinion last regarding executing Naval for being Morid B'Malchus. Rav said, Shona Adam Talmid of Adanimo Bedinin Nefashos, a person can teach his Talmud and judge with him for capital cases. This is challenged from a Bryce, which teaches that although regarding cases of Tuma and Tahara, which do not require a basin, the opinions of a father and son or Rebbe and Talmud are counted as two separate views when voting in a dispute, but for Dinim Amonas, Dinin Nefashos, and other functions of basin, Ein Monulhen El Echad, we count them only as one view. The Gemara answers that Rav's ruling applied to Talmidim like Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, to Lagmari the Rav Havitzriche, who still needed Rav's teaching, Usvari the Rav Havitzriche, but did not need Rav's reasoning and could make independent rulings. And point number three, the Mishnah Dav Lamed Beis Amud Aleph stated, Hakol Ksherim Ladun Dinei Mamonos, all are eligible to judge monetary cases. The term Hakol means to include a mamzer. Another Mishnah says there are those who are eligible for Dinei Mamonos and not Dinei Nefashos, and the Gemara explains that one Mishnah means to include a ger and explains the novelties of these two cases. The Mishnah continued, Ve'ena Kol Ksherim Ladun Dinei Nefashos, not all are eligible to judge capital cases, only those whose yichus allows their daughters to marry Kohanim. Rav Yosef taught a brisa, Kashem Shem Basin Menukim Betzedek, just as Basin must be pure in righteousness, Kach Menukim Mikomum, they must also be pure from any blemish in Yichus. After the first suggested sources are challenged, Rav Nachum Yitzchak concludes with a pasuk from Yisus' advice to Moshe to appoint judges, V'nasu Itach, they shall bear with you the burden. The word itach teaches, B'doim Lachahev, they should be similar to you without any imperfection of Yichus. All right, so now we got our siman daf lamed vav, and our standard siman is a lulav. A lulav, so here goes. The great rabbi holding two large lulavim representing Tor Ugdula, B'makom Echad, judged on a basin together with his Talmud holding a small lulav, although their votes only counted as one. Along with the other dayanim, who all had white plastic lulavim placed in front of them to indicate they had no mum in their yichus. Once again, it's a motion. The great rabbi holding two large lulavim, that must be on daf lamed vav. Lulav. The great rabbi holding two large lulavim representing Tor Ugedula B'makom Echad, which reminds us, the Gemara says, Miyamos Moshe Ad Rebbe, from the days of Moshe until Rebbe, Lomatzinu Tor Ugedula B'makom Echad, we do not find preeminence of Torah and authority over Klal Yisrael in one person. Only Moshe and Rebbe were the greatest in Torah and also the leaders of their respective generations. After deflecting several challenges, the Gemara concedes that there were others who were the greatest in both areas at once, such as Shaul after Shmuel's passing, but we are referring to those who were greatest, Kulei Shnei, all of their years. So, the great rabbi holding two lulavim representing Torah Gedula, B'makom Echad, judged on a basin together with his Talmud holding a small lulav, although their votes only counted as one, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that although regarding cases of Tuma and Tahara, which do not require a basin, the opinions of a father and son or Rebbe and a Talmud are counted as two separate views when voting in a dispute, but for Dinei Mamonos, Dinei Nefashos, and other functions of basin, Ein Monin L'Hen El Echad, we count them only as one view. So the great rabbi holding two large lulavim representing Tor Ugedula, B'makom Echad, judged on a basin together with his Talmud holding a small lulav, although their votes only counted as one, along with the other dayanim who all had white plastic lulavim placed in front of them to indicate they had no mum in their yichus, which reminds us, Rav Yosef taught a braisa, Kashem Shem Basin Menukim Betzedek, just as basin must be pure in righteousness, Kach Menukim Mekomum, they must also be pure from any blemish in yichus. After the first suggested sources are challenged, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak concludes with a pasuk from Yisus's advice to Moshe to appoint judges, Menasu Itach, they shall bear with you the burden. The word Itach teaches they should be similar to you without any imperfection of yichus. So once again, the great rabbi holding two large lulavim representing Tor Ugedula, B'makom Echad, judged on a basin together with his Talmud holding a small lulav, although their votes only counted as one, along with the other dayanim who all had white plastic lulavim placed in front of them to indicate they had no mum in their yichus. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara, daf lamed beis. So the sim for daf lamed beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientist in the lab, that must be on daf. Lamed Beis. The scientist in the lab who just got a canceled order for his Drishva Chakira question generator from the basin of three, Shulatino Delis, Bifnei Lovin, which reminds us, Drishva Chakira were rabbinically waived for monetary cases, Shulatino Delis, Bifnei Lovin, in order not to close the door before borrowers. So, the scientist in the lab who just got a canceled order for his Drishva Chakira question generator from the basin of three, Shulatino Delis, Bifnei Lovin, installed a new Tzedek Tzedek Tirdo feature with a simulation of two ships in a narrow canal, which reminds us, Rav Ashi explains that the double lashon of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdo teaches to equally pursue din, justice, and pshar, compromise. This is illustrated by a braisa about two ships or camels which meet in a narrow passage, which gives guidelines for determining which makes way for the other. So the scientist in the lab who just got a canceled order for his Drishva Chakira question generator from the basin of three, Shulatino Delis, Bifnei Lovin, installed a new Tzedek Tzedek Tirdo feature with a simulation of two ships in a narrow canal, and a posting Leschus reminder for Din Nefashos cases to tell the defendant, if you didn't commit the murder, Do not be afraid. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that although dinim amonos are opened, bein l'schus, bein l'chova, either for exemption or for liability, dinim nefashos are open l'schus, for acquittal. The Gemara asks what we say to open for acquittal. Many answers are given. Abai and Rava say we tell the defendant, if you didn't kill someone, do not be afraid. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. When the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate, that must be more Daf Lamed Gimel. When the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate judge that his ruling was reversed by a pirate judge much greater than he, which reminds us, Gemara discusses reversing a ruling in Dine Mamonos cases. Rav Nachman says, one can in a case where the judge is gadol menu b'chochum u'b'minyon, greater than the first in wisdom and number. Rav Sheshe says that it's reversed if the judge was tabadvar mishnah, but not if it was a mistake in shikla das. So when the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate judge that his ruling was reversed by a pirate judge much greater than he, and the peg-leg judge responded that it's too late because he already took the money from one litigant and handed it to the other, which reminds us, Rav Chisda answered that the Mishnah in Bechoros, where the decision cannot be reversed, is Shanatov Anasim Biyad, where the judge took the payment from one party and gave it by hand to the other party. A verdict executed by the judge, albeit erroneous, cannot be reversed. So when the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate judge that his ruling was reversed by a pirate judge much greater than he, and the peg-leg judge responded that it's too late because he already took the money from one litigant and handed it to the other, they both were almost knocked down over by a pirate running to present a schus for the man about to walk the plank, which reminds us, a braisa's source is the Mishnah's ruling that if one was convicted for the death penalty and someone said, Yesh li lamed alav schus, I have what to argue in favor of his acquittal, we return to Beis Din to hear the argument because the pasuk says, Naki al taharog, do not kill an innocent person, meaning one who was initially convicted. However, if one was acquitted and someone said, I have an argument to convict him, we do not return to hear the argument because the pasuk says, Tzadik al taharog, do not kill a righteous person, meaning someone initially found righteous. Daf Lamed Daled. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. The judge who was climbing a ladder? That must be more in Daf Lamed Daled. The judge who was climbing a ladder to get to Beis Din to retract his acquittal at the time of Gemar Din, which reminds us, one who is Melamed Zchus can revert to be Melamed Chove at the Gemar Din. So the judge who was climbing a ladder to get to Beis Din to retract his acquittal at the time of Gemar Din found two scribes on two ladders writing the judge's opinions to prevent one reason from two psukim, which reminds us, two judges who give the same reason based on different psukim are counted as one. Abai explains that the pasuk Achaz Dibre Elokim Shtaim Zo Shemati, one thing Hashem has spoken, but these two I have heard, teaches Mikra Echod Yotzu Lekamatamim. One pasuk can impart many teachings, Bein Tam Echod Yotzu Mekam Mikros, but one teaching cannot be imparted from many psukim. So the judge who was climbing a ladder to get to Beis Din to retract his acquittal at the time of Gemar Din found two scribes on two ladders writing the judge's opinions to prevent one reason from two psukim, and heard them all being told to hurry because, unlike a monetary case, dinim nefashos must be finalized by day, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas, if dinim mamonos must be concluded at night, dinim nefashos are tried and concluded only by day, based on the pasuk v'hoka asam l'Hashem neged Hashemesh, and hang them before Hashem against the sun. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The judge conducting the children's choir, that must be on Daf Lamed Hey. La la la. The judge conducting the children's choir Erev Shabbos, since he was off from work, because Dinei Nefashos cases cannot be judged then, which reminds us, Dinei Nefashos cases cannot be judged on Erev Shabbos because of the Halanas Din requirement, the requirement to delay the judgment overnight. So the judge conducting the children's choir Erev Shabbos, since he was off from work, because Dinei Nefashos cases cannot be judged then, had the boy sing the uplifting Not Docha Shabbos song, as one boy lay on the ground pretending to be a mace mitzvah, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why bearing a mace mitzvah is not Docha Shabbos, despite a Kal Vachomer that it should. So the judge conducting the children's choir Erev Shabbos, since he was off from work, because Dinei Nefashos cases cannot be judged then, had the boy sing the uplifting Not Docha Shabbos song, as one boy lay on the ground pretending to be a mace mitzvah, while another boy behind bars waiting to be executed sang the Lo Savaru Eish B'kol Moshvo Sechem stanza as a solo. Which reminds us that we learned that the source that Mises Basin is not carried out on Shabbos is learned from the pasuk Lo Savaru Eish B'kol Moshvo Sechem, you shall not kindle a fire in all your dwellings. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do you learn that two dayanim who give the same reason based on different psukim are counted as one? That's on daf Ramadan. Good number two, which daf did we learn that Torah Ugadua B'Makom Echad was only found by Moshe, Rebbe, and Ravashi? That's on daf. Lamed Vav. Good number three. Which daf of Machukas of Eidim must see the event together? That's on daf. Lamed. Good number four. Which daf that anyone may judge dinim amonos, but dinim nefashos require judges who are menukim mikomum of yuchos? That's on daf. Lamed Vav. Good number five. Which daf to discuss what the din is if Eidim contradict each other on a detail such as the type of coins that were lent? That's on daf. Lamanov. Good number six. Which daf do we learn? Din nefashos cannot be judged on Erev Shabbos because of the Halanis din requirement to delay the judgment until the next day. That's on daf. Lamed hey. Good number seven. Which daf do we learn? A verdict can be reversed in a dinim amonos case if a dayan is greater b'minyan u'b'chachma. That's on daf. Lamed gemo. Good number eight. Which daf do we discuss whether one bal din can force the other to go to a different base din? That's on daf. Lamanov. Good number nine. Which daf do you learn why bearing a mace mitzvah is not docha Shabbos despite a kal vachomer that it should? That's on daf. Lamed hey. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that for dinim amonos and dinim nefashos and other functions of beis din, we count to Rebbe and Talmud as one vote? That's on daf. Lamed vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.